Oh, anything with peanut butter. So the apple syrup.
And our advisor?
Twix. Maybe the left side more than the right side.
All right. Do we have a quorum? Mm-hmm. With that, I'll call the meeting to order. We'll now move to minutes.
We have 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that's how we do it. The minutes were submitted. Are there any amendments to the minutes?
I would entertain a friendly to change new business to old business in the first section regarding the ethics appointment.
Seconded by
Second
goes to Senator Hoppe. Awesome. Any other amendments? Amendments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of approving the minutes as are, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? Motion passes. The minutes are approved. We'll now move on to community comment. Is there any community comment?
Hi. Can I start?
You may.
Okay. Super. Hi, everybody. My name is Becca Eastwood. I'm a senior here. I'm coming to talk to you on behalf of the Presidential Search Committee. There was an email sent out a week or so ago asking for feedback from the campus, but I'm just coming here to talk about it a little bit and shed some light on it. The email to respond to is presidentsearch@gustavus.edu. And what we're really looking for is feedback from the campus community on what you would like to see in a president. And we really want to get a feel for, especially students, what they're thinking. So it would be excellent if you and everyone you know could email presidentsearch@gustavus.edu with your thoughts. So. That's all I have. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Is there any other community comment? Community comment. Community comment. Community comment. Seeing none, we will move on to old business. The first item under old business is committee updates. So we will start to my left here with Technology Director Jensen, and if you would update us on the status of the Technology Committee.
Sure. Things are going great. We have a big committee, which can be kind of good. Some things that we're working on right now, I don't know if some of you returners probably noticed that we're missing a microphone at the moment. It kind of died on us a few meetings ago. So right now we're in the process of trying to find a new microphone that would work well, so we're talking to some people, and also trying to get a replacement mic from tech services or something in the meantime. Also, and then another thing that Danny brought up to me the other day was the possibility of this Hungry Gusties kind of a website, which what was the example you gave me? Hungry
Boilers.
And so it's kind of like a website that would have off-campus, that would show all the off-campus dining options for students at Gustavus, so off-campus dining options around St. Peter. So that was kind of interesting, and so that's something I think we will try to look into and see what that would entail. That'd be it.
Health and housing.
We had our first meeting last week. It's pretty well attended. We also have a large committee. One of the main things we talked about was how to address the meal plan issue that Robbie spoke to us about. And we thought about maybe doing a food shelf on campus, like day-old pizza or day-old bread, because we feel like students would possibly be interested in purchasing those items at a lower cost. We're also planning on inviting Robbie to our next meeting so he can be a part of the discussion. And then some other topics that we were thinking about pursuing this semester. Sanitation of the showers, water bottle refill stations, the heart-safe AEDs around campus, and also about the claims in the cap as far as ingredient lists, because someone brought up that the labels aren't completely accurate, like they're misleading, so we want to try and address that issue. Possibly expanding IC. And then we also talked about gender neutral housing. So, yep.
And next, it looks as though our public relations chair.
All right.
Way back there. Diversity. Sorry.
So we had our first full meeting last week as well. We had a lot of really good ideas. We talked about gender housing, building better relationships between groups and diversity organizations, how to help support building bridges conference if they're interested in reaching people who are intimidated, who like don't have a background in anything we're talking about, maybe want to get what we're coming. A bunch of other stuff. I can't write, so I don't know if my notes in front of me. But we're talking about how to move forward with that this week. So.
PR chair.
For PR chair, yeah, we finally got the ball started rolling. Now we got the members that for the committee that I want to be at for a month, and our next thing we'll be talking about is clothing, and that my goal is to have that done, these options for be picked out before I think can break. So look, keep an eye out for that, guys, and I'll get that figured out.
Finance chair? Mm. I did pass. Oh,
Jesus.
We're good. We had our first official full meeting last week. We're a little bit of a mid-sized committee, which is really nice, but lean and mean. And we're doing a bunch of things right now. So one of the things we're kind of pursuing is making campus safety a little bit more like, or campus, the safe rides on campus, turn them into maybe working with campus safety to turn it more into like an on-campus kind of Gus bus style. We're still looking into how we might want to change that for the safety and convenience of both students as well as the employees. We're also looking at a sustainability package as our big project, one of which is including like a greenhouse, a potential greenhouse for Big Hill, using aquaponics on campus as well as a wind turbine. We're also looking into expanding or changing parking on campus to try to better accommodate students and everyone who uses the parking lot.
Now I'm going to scale back way over to lights and chairs, Senator Nigro.
Hey, everybody. So, if you're interested in lights and chairs, our inaugural meeting is tomorrow at, let's say, 2 o'clock in the Courtyard Path. So, if that doesn't work for you, then you should come talk to me after this.
Finance director.
So we had our first finance meeting 2 weeks ago. It feels like a long time ago. We did have our first mid-year, which we'll be presenting a new business. We did talk about expectations as committee, as well as the independent fall. We'll be having our bylaw day within the next few weeks. We have a busy week this week with a few, six mid-years. So our finance committee will be busy tomorrow, and Senate will be busy next week. So be ready for it.
Then, do you want to speak on cabinet, technically, or no? Mm-hmm. No? Okay. Then, is there any discussion on committee updates?
I think technically, Gus Bus doesn't actually run the way students experience it. Contractually, it's supposed to be a stop at certain locations and go to certain locations, and some drivers of the Gus Bus choose to allow students to treat it like their personal taxi, but in terms of the contract between the college and the city of St. Peter, so you might just not use Gus Bus as an example of right. What you're looking for, because that would confuse anybody who thinks that it runs like it's supposed to contract.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Any other discussion? Discussion. All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to other old business. Is there any other old business? Old business. Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. And we'll start with our first item, and that is Women's Club Hockey Mid-Year. So I'll turn it over to our finance director.
So...
1 second. Oh, okay.
Hello there.
Well... I don't know who can do this.
So, Gus Davis Women's Hockey Club team is a brand new club sport being approved by our beloved Jared, who is the advisor for club sports. They came in to ask for $3,000 for transportation, lodging, and registration. Finance committee decided that this was a very proper budget for a first-time club sport. They have a great interest of girls that are interested in joining. They gave us a great breakdown on transportation, on their referee fees, as well as their fees as a league. And then we'll have their treasurer, Jessica Gold, stand up or sit down to the judges to explain just a little more on the breakdown of their budget.
So we're going to have 12 games, 6 home, 6 away, 2 at Bethel, 2 at McAllister, 2 at Carlton. So most of the money will go towards gas compensation. It'll be about, depending on how many girls we have on the team, about 4 cars needed. So there and back would be about 169 miles round trip. And so it would be about $768 total for 2 trips. And then that's just for Bethel. And McAllister would be 624, Carlton 432. And so total transportation, we estimate about $1,824. And then the rest of our costs would be fees per person would be $65. We're estimating, right now we have 18 on the roster committed. And so that'd be about $1,170. And we have more interested, so that might be more than that. And then also for home games, we have to pay for referees. There'll be 2 referees per game, and there's 6 home games total. So that'd be $440.
Then, is there, are there any questions, discussion on the Senator Waxman?
Just a question for the chair. I apologize. I forget what are our bylaws for transportation, lodging, and registration?
Our bylaws changed last year, so we brought the lodging, transportation, and lodging together to lump sum of 3,000. So we are within our bylaws.
Okay. Any other discussion? Chair Bridgeson.
what does the budget for other sports look like?
We are discussing this budget and this budget only, and that's why I called Jermaine on that. Any other discussion? Discussion? Senator Strickenberg.
So will participants be paying for anything then, or is all this being covered by Senate?
No, there will be costs by girls as well. If we want jerseys or
all the other fees for the games and stuff is covered in this.
We do not have to pay for whole life, so that's not with our costs.
Any other discussion? discussion? Seeing none, we will move to a vote. All in favor of approving the budget as is with an allocation of $3,000, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? It is so moved. The allocation will pass as recommended.
Thank you, Women's Club Hockey.
Thank you. All right. Is there any other new business? Senator Fair.
So, during my office hours, it was mentioned to me, and I've been talking with some of my friends and stuff about it, about having lockers in the library for those of us who tend not to leave often. There's ideas, maybe put them in a stairwell, put them in the library. We're thinking of, like, we're just spitballing stuff about possibly doing kind of like a, not a down payment, but like, you know, you pay $8 to borrow a lock for the year, and then you return the lock, you get your $8 back, whatever it is, you know, whatever seems fair or something. But I was thinking that that could be looked into by Student Academic Affairs Committee. So with that, I move to charge Student Academic Affairs Committee with looking into the possibility of putting lockers in the library for students to rent out for the school year.
Second to Senator Rath. Is there any discussion on charging Student Academic Affairs with looking into the idea of lockers in the library? Controller Best.
Would the previous speaker elaborate a little more as to what purpose the lockers would serve, like what items they would hold specifically?
Primarily for large books or computers or things that would be at risk of being stolen if you were to leave the library away from the cap to come back. So not big lockers.
Any other discussion? Senator Thrash?
Question for the previous speaker. Is there a way that you would address putting library books in the locker and then have the library books not getting turned in?
No, that's...
it's not working.
Oh, no.
Charging it to the committee through the county and such.
Good.
Any other discussion? Senator Hare?
Can I just have one more philosophical comment or question on this item? I don't know, like, I have a feeling I would trust, like, in my fellow classmates that if I leave something somewhere, it won't be stolen. And I was talking with a faculty member about this same issue, actually, a librarian at the library. And she came from another institution where she felt the same way. And she was wondering if it's, like, a campus culture that we feel that we're, like, secure enough in, like, our community that we would worry about something.
Chair Richardson.
Well, something that lockers would offer that is potentially leave stuff overnight. So it's not a question of whether or not it would be stolen, it's a question of whether I have to call the books that I check on you on, but or if I can leave here for the next day. Or whatever your personal situation is. I yield.
Senator Seattle.
Well, personally, I feel like I don't really think it should be the school's responsibility to give students, like, lockers to lock their stuff up. Like, if you don't feel safe, then bring your stuff with you. Like a previous speaker said, if you do feel safe, then leave it there. But if you don't, then, like, why risk it? Why go through all this trouble spending more money with something that is easily fixed by just keeping books with you, computers with you, other things like that. I mean, I think it's different in the Lund Center because the lockers are already in place. That could just be an excess fee for us as student body / institution to put new lockers or old lockers, however large they're going to be, in the library for something that can be, I guess, solved by, like I said, just keeping your books with you or taking them or just assuming they're going to be safe. Thank you.
Senator West. No, please.
just a question to the previous speaker. And this might be something that you would charge to, I mean, that would have been included when you charge this to the Student Academic Affairs Committee. But, I mean, as far as the amount of lockers, I mean, you talked about maybe different positions, and I don't know how specific getting into this right now, or that it's something that they might discuss, but how many lockers there would be and where they'd be placed.
Jermaine, aren't we talking about charging to the committee?
Correct.
Okay.
Do you yield?
I yield, yeah.
Senator Patton.
Contrary to what was previously said, I believe it is very much the school's responsibility to, and the reason why we have a high tuition, the reason why we have Senate is to aid students in what they want out of this college. And I think that if students want it, then there's no reason to shoot it down.
Again, let's try to keep the conversation on. Do we want Student Academic Affairs to continue looking into this or not? So not we're not really discussing the lockers. We're discussing whether Student Academic Affairs should look into this. Senator Rasmussen.
Yeah, I just want to say I don't feel the need for lockers, but I am on this committee that's been charged to and willing to look into it more. And with that, I call a question.
Second goes to Senator Hatton. The question, there's a motion to call a question. This requires two-thirds vote and we'll end all discussion and debate. All those in favor of calling the question, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? The question has been called. We'll now take a vote on charging the question of lockers or the pursuit of lockers in the library to Student and Academic Affairs. All those in favor of charging Student and Academic Affairs looking into locker situation in the library, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions?
Nay.
So charged. Is there any other new business? New business? New business? Seeing none, we will move on to announcements. Are there any announcements? Co-President Cabrera.
Okay, so a few announcements. First, yay, we finished our first mid-year. Woo! Of the year. Second, the big concert survey has been sent out to all students. Please fill it out so that you can attend a wonderful concert next spring and not be super upset with whoever comes, because we have control over that. Also, this Friday in the chapel at 7 p.m. is Dia de los Muertos. You don't have to be Latino or Latina to go to that. You can go and celebrate those who have passed before you, your past family members and friends. I really encourage it. It's awesome. It's always been a great ceremony. Finally, tomorrow is the deadline for the Court of St. Lucia nominations. I encourage all of you who know amazing sophomore women to nominate them to the Court of St. Lucia. It's a really big honor. And if you have any other questions, you can come see me after the meeting. Oh, last thing. The email that Ms. Eastwood came in and told us today during community comment for the record, one more time, is presidentsearch@gustavus.edu. And I encourage you to email that all out to your constituents again. Make sure you're talking to them so that the Presidential Search Committee receives a lot of feedback on what we want in our new president. That's everything.
Senator Nigro.
Hey, everybody. I think we're on track for the fastest Senate meeting in history, so I'm going to talk really quickly so as to not ruin that. Number one, great job on the fastest Senate meeting in history. Number two, my meeting tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Courtyard Cap. Number three, if that conflicts with you, come talk to me right now.
Chair Richardson.
Gender neutral housing committee just got IRB approval to send out a survey to the student body about gender neutral housing, their perceptions of it, and if they'd use it or not, or if they know people who would. We really appreciate students' support. Talk it out to your friends, encourage them to do it. If you know about gender neutral housing, chat with them about it. Just make sure that people know about this and do it if you can. That would be awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Chair Larson.
I would like PR committee just to meet with me after this meeting.
Chair Rowland.
Basically, same thing. Student Academic Affairs is going to be right outside in the hallway right after, just for a little bit.
Chair Jensen.
Same as the last two. For tech committee, please.
And Co-President Cabrera.
Oh, I forgot that this week is Halloween, so please have a fun, safe Halloween. And also, the Haunted House in Coed will be again this year, Saturday night. So go. It'll be a lot of fun. But be safe.
Love you.
Okay. That's all.
Especially be safe.
Someone
call and you don't
want to
see
me. No. Meeting has not been adjourned. Are there any other announcements? 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 Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned.